Blackstone Audio presents The Vatican Prophecies, Investigating Supernatural Signs, Apparitions, and Miracles in the Modern Age by John Thavis. This book is read by Michael Kramer.
To my parents, Alice and Richard. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees said to him, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." The Gospel of St. Matthew. Introduction. At the crossroads of reason and wonder. The Mexican man fidgeted in a wheelchair, waiting for a blessing from Pope Francis. It was Pentecost Sunday in May 2013, 2 months after Francis's election, and there was already extraordinary public enthusiasm for the new pontiff. The Pope's down-to-earth and unpredictable style had captured the world's attention, and TV cameras followed his every move. Like his predecessors, Francis ended his liturgies by personally greeting a line of the sick and their caregivers. On this day, they had assembled in a shaded corner of St. Peter's Square. Among them were pilgrims with cancer, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, and other serious infirmities. The young man from Mexico, Angel V, did not suffer from any common illness or disability, however. He was convinced that he was possessed by the devil. For years, exorcists in Rome had tried unsuccessfully to cast out his demons. One of them believed that Angel was possessed by no fewer than 4 evil spirits. Ridding him of them would require a prodigious spiritual effort. But where ordinary exorcists had failed, perhaps a pope could succeed.